Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Napoli president Aurelio De Laurentiis took a swipe at City as he suggested bad blood between the clubs from 2 years ago is affecting negotiations for Kalidou Koulibaly. The Senegal international is one of Pep Guardiola's top targets this summer. However, there's not yet been an agreement over the price, with the valuations for the 29-year-old remaining far enough apart. There has been a hint of frustration in recent comments about Koulibaly, and the president indicated that negotiations for the player had not been normal up to now because of an old incident. He said if City maintain that they cannot speak with us directly because of the problem with Jorginho, how can we have normal and calm negotiations for the sale of a player? Moving on, and Kevin De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling have been named on a six-man shortlist for the 2020 PFA Player of the Year. Liverpool quartet Sadio Mane, Virgil van Dijk, Jordan Henderson and Trent Alexander-Arnold have also been nominated. The PFA said in a statement on their official website, De Bruyne enhanced his reputation with a series of stunning individual displays, while England star Sterling scored 35 goals for club and country. And finally, the saga with Lionel Messi, for now, appears to be over. He confirmed on Friday that he is set to stay at Barcelona for the upcoming season, but it's understood that City are still confident about signing him at the end of next season. Reports suggest that City will wait in the background until his one-year deal comes to an end. It's reported that the Premier League club expect to recover the negotiations with his father and agent Jorge Messi. Our manager Guardiola is relieved that there won't be any court proceedings with his former club. That's all for now. We'll have more later.